It's The Bill Murphy Show, a daily one-on-one 30-minute interview between people from all walks of life. Available daily at BillMurphyShow.com. And now, here's your host, Bill Murphy.
With your digital broadcast for Thursday, September 9th, 2010. Boy, this week is flying by. Gotta love Labor Day, right? Brought to you by Lulu's Bait Shack. Gigantic fishbowl drinks, fresh Florida seafood, and live music. And starting in October, we're going to have original music nights there. Listen for details right here on this show. And then coming up tomorrow, another edition of Music Friday right here on the show. Today, we're getting just a little too educational these days. Some more useful information for you today as we bring on Janet Robbins from Reflections of the Palm Beaches. I feel like I have to get started with her right away because there's so much to cover that I don't know if we have time for it all. But thank you for joining me, Janet.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's my pleasure.
This is a really cool thing. You are at Reflections of the Palm Beaches, which is in pretty much just all aspects of well-being and good health under one roof, correct?
Under one roof. Yeah, we like to think of it as the one-stop shop.
One-stop shop for anything you need to do to, I guess the main goal by most of your clients are to kind of, I'm going to just start right ahead with this question because I know you would know the answer to this. Is America obsessed with trying to look young and therefore turning to services like yours? Is there an obsession with looking young? And if there is there anything wrong with it?
I'm not even sure that it's such an obsession, and no, I don't think there is anything wrong with it. I think we are living longer. And as we live longer, we just don't want to look like we're living longer.
Right.
So I don't want to say it's an obsession because I don't think I'm obsessed.
Right. And I'm guilty of it, too. So I'm sure, I don't know if obsession is a good word, but it's just a characteristic that we all have, sort of. You know?
I think it's a healthy characteristic to always want to feel your best, because when you feel your best, you look your best.
Right. And that's I know one of the main points you try to get across in your on your website. We saw that's a very true thing. And the other thing you can correlate is feeling good and looking good, and having that result in huge self confidence. So it all works together.
Absolutely. And when you talk about the self confidence, think about how right now everybody is trying to reinvent themselves. People that didn't have to work before are now entering the workforce. And we're entering the workforce at different ages. We're not 25. We're not 30. We're entering that workforce right now in the 40s, the 50s, the 60s.
Yeah.
So we do need that little bit of an edge with what we do here.
Absolutely. Now let's go through some of this, some of your credentials, which are incredibly impressive. I think I'm as equally impressed with your drive and your determination to accomplish all these things as I am with the actual accomplishments. You're a certified facial specialist from the Florida College of Natural Health. You're a licensed massage therapist, certified educator for Glymed Institute of Skin Science, certified medical electrologist, which sounds incredibly impressive. And I just don't know when you had all the time to do that. And it seems like you're one of those people that's constantly learning new technology, learning new techniques. And is there time to balance learning new stuff and continuing your regular everyday practice?
You know, we don't have a choice today.
Right, right. Good point.
Today, we do not have a choice. I did not start out with the goal in mind that I was going to obtain all of these licenses. I started with one, and I just couldn't stop. The more I learned about the science of skin, how the body worked, the more intrigued, the more passionate, the more I was absolutely sure that I was embarking on the right path.
Wow.
I come from the restaurant business.
Okay.
I owned Arthur Treacher Fish and Chip franchises, didn't have to work for many, many years, raised some kids, and said, I'm going to go to school and start something new. And one thing led to another, and here we are, however many years later. I like to say it's just a short few, but it's been a little longer with all of these licenses. But I have been dead on from day one.
Wow. And so this was a general progression, like a logical progression, I guess. I did sort of read these in order. And you started with becoming a facial specialist, and I guess that's where you learned the root of your, you know, the miracles of the skin. So talk a little bit about how that, well, talk about an obsession. This is when it became an obsession for you. So
okay, there you have it.
What was the original things about that you learned about the skin that just fascinated you?
Well, one of the things that I was always frustrated with was that when you go to a department store, they want to slap something right on your face from the outside. And sometimes it works for people and sometimes it doesn't. But when I was in school, I was introduced to something called a cell. And without a cell, be it a skin cell, your heart cell, your lung cell, nothing else happens. So once I realized that there were things out there being products, ingredients, and procedures machine-wise to get to that cell, I just couldn't stop after that.
Wow.
Because I knew, I am not a physician, but I knew even within that realm of skin, I could affect major changes. And so many of my clients, my friends, not all of us want to go under a knife.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of us want major laser treatments. Some of us want to see if we can address skin from just a cellular level, period. And honestly, you can do all the procedures, all the lasers, all the surgery you want, but if you cannot affect the health of your cell, you're not affecting anything.
So,
and that's when my obsession really did begin.
Okay, so, and I'm going to jokingly use Sarah Palin's word, refudiate, here. Would all these things that you discovered, would you refute the so-called miracles that are behind the Clinique counter at the mall, or do some of those things work? I know you touched on that a little bit, but since those don't work at the cellular level, is there a little bit of time wasting going on over there?
I think, God, I hate to use that time wasting. And the reason that you mentioned Clinique, so I will use Clinique. It is not that Clinique does not reach that cellular level. It is just that when a company sells to the masses.
Right.
FDA regulates us and says, Sally, sales lady, really can't sell you anything that can do harm. So when we talk about reaching that level in the cell, it really is more superficial. Do people get a benefit? Do they look better? Do they feel better? Yes.
Okay.
Are they better off with a professional like myself or a doctor that has stronger ingredients, positioned better in the labeling sequence?
Okay.
You know, things of that nature. When we look at your products, no matter what product you're buying, I want everybody to start looking at the dang ingredients. Don't get so wrapped up in the media that says, oh, Clinique has or Regenerist has this anti-aging. Look at the ingredients. If these ingredients do not come within the 1, 2, and 3 position, it's just like, might as well take that tea bag, dunk it in water,
right,
and take it out.
I gotcha. And I think to add to all this is the factor that with each person, these treatments or creams or so-called anti-aging serums and all these things, everybody reacts differently, do they not? I mean, you could have one person who has a fantastic reaction to it in a matter of days and another person who spends months applying creams and has nothing happen.
It would really come down to what they're applying. One of the reasons that I have aligned myself with Glymed Plus is when I started out as a baby esthetician, we'll call it, I would go to these trade shows where we learn about these products, where everybody displays their wares, and I would ask a question, could you tell me about this product? And I would have some young thing tell me, oh, look at the packaging, smell the lavender. Well, what effect does lavender have on the skin?
Right.
So we could put products on our skin that we could use till the cows come home. We could use it 3 months and not make an effect.
Right.
So you want to pick products that are absolutely efficacious.
Right.
You know, and then the other thing is when we talk about skin, skin comes from within.
Absolutely.
You know what? Mommy said garbage in, garbage out. And we were like, what the heck are you talking about? Give me that McDonald's.
Right.
Well, you know what? She was right. If we have an unhealthy diet, if we have a lifestyle high in stress that we don't manage or don't take time for ourselves, your skin is going to be the first that exhibits it.
Right.
I always tell my clients, it's better you have a pimple or a wrinkle than a heart attack or a stroke.
Mm-hmm. Now,
your skin is the largest organ. It is the last organ to receive any kind of nutrients that we ingest. That's why it's important to eat well from inside and also apply your topicals, your antioxidants, and your vitamins.
I know this sounds like a silly question when I ask it, but I think there might be something to it. Generally speaking, are men aging more gracefully than women, in your opinion?
yes, they are, and there are reasons for it.
Okay, good.
You men actually have more collagen within the content of your skin.
Huh.
More collagen. And then when you add on top of that that you shave, so you do a mechanical exfoliation every day, every other day.
Right.
So, yes, your skin is thicker. It has more sebum than we have, and that sebum comes with some vitamin E content in it. So, yeah, there are different components to your skin, and that's why you do age better. But then, you know what? When you look at society in general, it is so much more acceptable for a man to have salt and pepper, gray hair,
sure,
and that rugged lines on his face.
Yeah, that adds stature to men, but not so much with women.
But not anymore.
Right.
I want you to know,
you men
are our next biggest market.
You're coming after us with all your procedures.
Well, the other thing is, not so much that we're coming after you, we need to get coming after you. You have looked at us and said, well, my girlfriend, my wife, she puts this cream on her face, and we go out, and people say, oh, she looks good. Bill, why aren't you looking as good? And the next thing you know, you're reaching for that cream.
Yeah, and we're taking just as long to get ready to go out as they are.
the stigma associated with creams is no longer there. It's being lifted.
Right, right, and it is across genders.
It is. And that we have media, once again, to thank for that. We have media to love. We have media to hate for
sure.
Certain things.
Sure. Now, I know I don't even have to mention this, but it is worth bringing up because it is so important. But there are two things. First of all, smoking. We need to talk about the effects of smoking on the skin. And maybe how underrated water is. Now, I'm a firm believer in water making cells do what they're supposed to do. I'm sure they contribute a lot to the development of cells and making sure that cells are productive. Am I right in assuming that?
Everything.
And
yes.
Also talk about smoking.
Yes. Oh, smoking. Smoking is bad. Smoking deprives the skin of oxygen. So when you have a smoker and you come in, I could look at them right away. You know, and one thing about the skin, you can't lie to me.
Right.
You just can't lie. Are you drinking your water? Yeah. No, you're not. Have you stopped smoking? Yeah. No, you haven't.
Right.
Have you been in the sun? No. Yes, you have.
Now, in the same way that smoking deprives cells of oxygen, water helps add oxygen to cells, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
Absolutely.
I was just guessing there. I was hoping I was right.
Your skin cell actually starts off down there with 80% water in that epidermis.
Right.
So that's a big bathtub. Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
That is huge. And the body needs the hydration. Every one of your organs need to be flushed with it.
Mm-hmm.
It just bathes every skin cell, and it's essential for life.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, you know, we could live without food for 40 days, but we cannot live without water.
Absolutely. Now, here's one of the things. I think it's one of the things that's most not, well, I don't know how to word it correctly, but one of the most ignored instructions from everyone, not only people in your field, but also physical therapists, weight, you know, personal trainers will tell you, drink water, drink water, drink water, drink water. And I think I'm one of those people that's, you know, guilty of not drinking as much as I should. And to be honest with you, and this is sort of like for my own personal good to ask you this question, because I've always been curious. I find drinking large quantities of water to be very boring. And I grow tired of it and bored with it quickly. So I'll get on a regimen and I'll make sure I'm drinking my 8 glasses of water a day. And that'll last for like 2 days. And then I get over it because I get bored. And it's just not a thrilling thing to drink water.
I hear you.
Is sparkling water, Sifo, the Ritz seltzers that are slightly flavored, are they doing just as much good for me as regular water?
No, they're not, because they have sodium in them.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They have sodium in them. And let me give you a little tip. I don't really do the whole 8 glasses a day thing, but what I do is 32 ounces with a straw in the morning,
ooh,
32 ounces with a straw at around 4 o'clock. Get it over with.
Yeah, okay.
Get it over with.
Get it all in there and let it do its stuff.
And just do it. Just get it in. We need those 8 glasses of water,
right,
especially for the skin.
Well, and it's a relatively free thing that people can do, and they, I guess it's just very, very underappreciated how much water can help you out.
It most certainly is.
All right,
so
we have a few procedures that you guys partake in up there at the Reflections of Palm Beaches, and I'm just going to go through a couple of them, and we're going to start right at this. No, we're not going alphabetical here, actually. Oh, we kind of are. But let's start with Botox. A stigma attached to Botox. Talk about that. How did that happen? And basically, what is the basic definition of Botox?
How did what stigma? That Botox is bad?
Yeah, I mean, it's made fun of. Let's put it that way.
It is made fun of.
Right.
Yeah, and I think it's made fun of because we have practitioners, we have physicians out there that overdo.
Okay.
So you probably heard the deer in the headlight.
Yep.
Phrase. Well, that's somebody that's had way too much Botox.
Okay.
What Botox does, and you know what, it is a botulism, but it's not going to kill us. I haven't died yet. I am not glowing.
Okay.
But what it does do, it interferes with the communication from the brain to the muscle through the nerves. It doesn't paralyze the muscle. That is where it probably got the bad stigma, because when it first came out, everyone went, oh, you're paralyzing your muscle.
Okay.
I don't want to paralyze muscle. It doesn't. Think about, you and I are on the phone, and if I say, Bill, smile, and you listen to me, you can hear me, and you do it. But if you hang up on me and I say, Bill, smile, you're not going to smile.
Gotcha.
You're not going to use that muscle.
It disconnects that phone line, right?
Yep, it disconnects that phone line. Yes, it does.
Very cool. Okay, so in that respect, it is a little, I mean, I would think that's a little frightening to know that you're messing with the synapses of your nerves.
Only for a short time.
Okay. Let's talk about a couple of these other things that you do. Laser hair removal, I think we all know, is a good way to rid yourself of having to shave yourself all the time. So that's something that's regularly or pretty widely known.
But what I do want to say about laser hair removal is that it is permanent reduction. It is not total. You'll grow hair.
In other words, it's still growing. It's just...
Oh, absolutely. We grow hair for health reasons, age reasons, so many reasons.
Right.
So this is very important. In our clinic, it's permanent hair reduction, not permanent hair removal.
Oh, okay. So there's a distinction to be made there.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
I'm an electrologist.
There you go. Well, speaking of that, and I don't know if this does have to do with it, but microdermabrasion, I've heard the term a million times, and I don't know exactly what it means.
Microdermabrasion is a chemical exfoliation.
Okay.
Not a chemical, excuse me, mechanical. A mechanical exfoliation. Think about a vacuum, a Hoover vacuum, and think about like Pepsi cans ground down very fine, so it's an aluminum oxide type thing, and they go over your skin.
Okay.
In my clinic, we don't offer that microdermabrasion. We offer a new technology. It is ultrasonic. Because as we age and skin thins, that sucking, that scratching of the skin is far too irritating. As we age, the skin thins and the capillaries become more prevalent. Look at the difference between an 18-year-old and a 58-year-old, or even an 18-year-old and a 38-year-old. You'll start seeing capillaries as you age.
Okay.
So we don't want anybody, at least in our clinic, I don't want anybody coming in, sucking on my face and breaking capillaries that are going to start breaking anyway. This technology is the same technology like the dentist used to clean your teeth, a vibration and water. This technology, one of these treatments, is equivalent to 3 of the conventional microdermabrasions.
Okay.
Clinically proven effective for acne. We are able to penetrate all of those wonderful antioxidant ingredients that we were talking about down into that cellular level where the skin cell grows.
Wow.
Yeah. It's awesome.
It sounds like, and you sound so passionate about it, and I would think someone hearing your voice would be very confident to go into your office and have it done, because you speak with such passion and love for what you do. Now, we got some big words here to talk about, some new terminology that I haven't heard about. So you're educating me as well as listeners that may know a little bit about it, and you can fill them in. Bioidentical hormone replacement. It sounds
that
like you're working in
it. That's a scary word.
It sounds like you're doing something at NASA.
No, not even close. Not even close. Bioidentical hormone replacement is the most wonderful thing that anybody going through changes of life can do for themselves.
Okay.
It has been around since the 30s, I want to say, even before that. Why you're hearing it all of a sudden is for a couple of reasons. The main reason is that I'm a baby boomer.
Okay.
I have these wonderful doctors in our lives, as we all do, and we're living now, look at the median age, 88, 102, okay?
Right, right.
At one point in history, you and I'm 55 years old, you and I, you wouldn't be having this conversation with me. Nothing about our cell has changed since the day we crawled out of the ocean or someone created us. So why are we living longer? Cavemen, what, they go to 12, 13, 14, you were the elder of the tribe and you died.
Right.
And then look at history. As we progressed with medicine, housing, handling foods, things of that nature, I did say medicine, correct?
Right.
We started living longer. People didn't have these hormone issues. We didn't even know what the hormones were because we had them and then you died.
Right.
At about the age of 35, our hormones start dipping. Your hormones are responsible for the health and well-being of your entire body. Nothing happens in your body without a hormone response.
Okay.
So when you talk about women getting bitchy, itchy, irritable, mopey, dopey, and then men trading in their wife of 25, 30 years for either a Harley or a 20-year-old, they are going through a change of life.
And it's a hormonal change. That's not
and
just
it is a
joke,
a hormonal
right?
Hormonal change. No, it is not.
Okay.
It is not. You know, think about a 20-year-old. Do they ever tell you they have a hot flash or
no.
Or how irritable are they? Or
and not taking naps in the middle of the day.
And they're
either.
Not taking those naps in the middle of the day.
Right.
They're not itchy. They're not losing their hair. They can remember things.
Yep.
In our clinic, as we have segued and grown out of everything we do, our bioidentical hormone replacement gives me the greatest joy for our patients.
It's the most instant gratifying. It's the quickest gratifying treatment that they can get.
You want to talk about going under a knife or the Botox or collagen. When you do hormone replacement, think about turning, that is really turning back the clock.
Right.
We can say, you can come in for a peel or procedure, and we can say, we'll give you 10 years, we'll give you 5 years. I can guarantee you, my doctor, Dr. Michael Fronston, I'm a 35-year-old again.
Wow.
I look it, and I feel it.
So this would be the closest.
All right, so maybe I don't look 35, but you know what? I sure do feel it.
I saw your photos. You look 35 for sure. So we're talking about the closest thing that there is to the proverbial, youth serum out there.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Whatever it is. Fountain of Youth is what I was looking
Fountain
for.
Fountain of Youth. Yes, Ponce right. de Leon's Fountain of Youth.
There you go.
We're talking everything from energy to libido, I mean, we have patients that come in and husband and wife, they can't stand each other. And the next thing you know, we're getting letters and hugs and kisses. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Now we don't need a divorce.
Oh, wow. So there you go.
And here's the other thing. Let me put this out there. Bioidentical hormone replacement is a lot cheaper than divorce, guys.
Yeah, I would imagine. Anything's cheaper than divorce.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, next on the list, HGC weight loss. I'm sure that this is something everybody's been way into weight loss.
Oh, yes.
Of late, and I guess, what is the HGC part of that?
It's called HCG, human chorionic gonadotropin.
Okay.
It's a hormone that is manufactured by the placenta in women, and it's incredible because I have to tell you, I have seen people lose weight effortlessly, with smiles on their face, with no energy loss, no headaches. What this hormone does and is it works with our hypothalamus to release stored fat in your body.
Mm-hmm.
So you may live on, and it's a diet that's been around since 1950. You live on, while you're on this program, it's a 43-day program, while you're taking this HCG hormone, you're eating 500 calories. Now, people said when we first started this, what are you kidding? Anybody on 500 calories is going to lose weight. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. However, you take 500 calories without this hormone, you're going to be tired. You're going to have headaches. You're not going to get out of bed. When you start dropping the weight, you're going to be mushy.
Right.
You know how, like unhealthy mushy, like, you know, when they starve themselves?
Oh, yeah.
Because essentially, a 500-calorie diet on an individual that's 5'5", 5'7", 5'8", 6 foot, is starving themselves.
Right.
But when HCG releases these stored fats, it could release anywhere between 1,500 to 3,500 of these stored fat calories, and that's what your body uses to for the energy.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So
it does for you what exercise would do.
No.
Not really?
No. You know what? We've had people that have just exercised and could not take this weight off. On this diet, you can lose up to a pound a day.
Wow.
Up to a pound a day.
Well, I really want...
43 days, and that's the other thing. 43 days is tangible. It's doable.
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. I want to talk more about this because the 500 calories a day thing kind of, that scares me because I recently tried, I think it was like a 1600 calorie a day program that I was trying to eat a lot healthier, but I was exercising at the same time. I got to tell you, I felt miserable after about 2.5 weeks. I just, my body didn't feel right. I wasn't, you know, obviously I wasn't eating a lot of the same junk that I was before that, but my body just wasn't used to it. And I just didn't feel good. I felt lethargic. I felt kind of strange and dizzy a couple of times. And you know what? I just went out one night and had a very big high caloric, high protein meal, and I felt 100% better. So I suppose this hormone, the HCG, would be something that would keep those ill effects from happening while you're trying to lose weight.
Absolutely. And then the other thing is, how 1,600 calories, how tall are you?
5'11".
That's nice and tall. You could have been detoxing.
Yeah, I did just one of those. It's laughable, really. It was just some little thing I found on an iPhone app that was like this thing called Lose
God.
It, where it was trying to, you have a check mark of all the things you're eating, and it keeps track of the calories that you have. A calorie counter, basically, was all I was doing.
Well, you know what? No. And that's good, because when they come off our program, how am I going to keep this off?
Yeah.
You're going to count your calories. Mm-hmm. Calories in, calories out. The other beauty thing about this diet is that the foods are meats,
right,
certain vegetables, and very limited fruits.
Right.
So when you come off this program, you're cleaned out, you're detoxed. When you start introducing these food items back into your system, we want you to do it systematically and slow and pay attention. Guys, if you have a bowl of pasta or you have a bowl of ice cream and your stomach blows up and you're running to the bathroom with diarrhea, guess what? I don't think your body likes that.
No,
do you?
No, you don't. They don't.
No, they don't.
And I think once you go back after being so detoxed, and again, I'm just guessing, but you could tell me if I'm right or wrong on this, and that all of that, for lack of a better term, all the crap that you were eating before, your body might not like it as much this time around, and you might actually break yourself of the habit of some of the stuff you were eating.
Bingo.
Right.
What you just said, one of the things with that, the hypothalamus, it resets your metabolism also.
Gotcha.
And so what I find hearing from my patients is, you know, Janet, I drove right past that McDonald's and went to, I don't know, you know, like a better restaurant or a grocery store to buy something else. Better, they're making better food choices for themselves.
Right, exactly. Janet Robbins from Reflections of the Palm Beaches. She's your all under one roof, one-stop shop for everything that is healthy and makes you feel good. Janet, where did you grow up? Where did you go to school as a kid?
I grew up in New Jersey.
Okay.
Old Bridge, New Jersey, Central
almost,
Jersey.
Almost could have guessed that from your accent. But
you know, I've been out of New Jersey for a very long time. So I had my initial schooling in Jersey and then went into family restaurants and moved to Delaware and from Delaware to Florida.
Gotcha.
And you know, I tell people, I am so glad I found what I want to be when I grow up. This is not something that I do to make a living, although I do make a nice living out of it. This is passion.
Yeah.
I'm helping people. We are changing people's lives.
Right. Well, and I know what you mean to be doing what you love, because I'm in the same boat right now. I'm doing something I really love, and there's nothing more rewarding, you know?
And you know what? I can hear it in your voice also.
Well, thank you.
And we are blessed.
You talked about this briefly at the beginning, but I also want to, you're such a go-getter. You're such an entrepreneur and one of those driven, determined women of today that are out there. And you talk about staying up to date and what's going on with the world that we live in. It's a completely different world than it was 15 years ago. The ways to promote your business, you've got your word of mouth, your traditional marketing, your social networking. Is it a struggle at all to keep up with all the different ways that you need to, you know, stay ahead in this business?
Okay. No. Yes and no. I am a dinosaur, and it took me a long time to come into this current media right now.
Okay.
And the other thing is I have to rely on the people that I surround myself with for their expertise.
Right.
And I have entered this social media networking. I feel, and this is big coming from me, this is it. This is the wave of the future.
Sure.
What you and I are doing right now, mm-hmm. my Facebook, my websites, mm-hmm. All of that, that is the way. What worries me is, for my own personal practice, the technology that changes, or the technology that a company says changes.
Right.
Or the media gets a hold of this new ingredient, and they tout it a certain way. Well, when I sit down at night before I go to bed, I have to read something, because I tell my students, I could wake up in the morning and something's changed.
Right. Oh, no, absolutely. No, that's true. We should only hope that this is the wave of the future, because if you think about it, Janet, you've got me talking to you on an independent interview show. You're running your own business and doing your own social networking and attracting your own clientele. I would only hope that this could escalate to the point where we as a society can speak out on something if it doesn't seem right by talking to each other like we are and communicating with each other. I don't think you're going to let a controversial product hit the market without some big stink being made about it and people like you and other people in your business posting that kind of information mm-hmm. for other people to see. I think there could be a lot of good that could come out of this too.
I think that... Well, look at the size of our newspapers.
Right.
I can tell you that people are trying to get me to go into magazines right now.
Right.
And what they were offering me, $1,500 for a quarter page last year, the year before, I can have for $250 and $500.
Exactly. When you want to talk about radio advertising, that's like at a fraction of where it was 10 years ago. So
Exactly. And when people that really know me hear me talk in and advocate this new marketing, this new advertising, they go, "You? I barely can work the computer."
Right, exactly. No, and I know my mom, who's, you know, has trouble sending an email back and forth, she's listening to this show. The show is accessible. People can get it by one click of a button. And it's both frightening and intimidating, but also very promising with all this stuff going on.
And think about this. They can listen to us. They don't need to hear us right this minute.
Exactly.
They're going to come home from work.
No, I know.
They're going to log into something, and here we come up.
Right, and it's an on-demand world, as they say. There, you no longer have to. I think it kind of bothers somebody if you tell them, "Hey, listen, check out my show tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Make sure you're by your computer or by your radio to listen to my show." No, you know what? You can listen to this whenever you want to listen to it.
So. Yeah.
It's a great thing. Well, Janet, we could go on for hours and hours. I really appreciate you sharing all this knowledge with us. You're for Reflections of the Palm Beaches. Let's have your contact info. Where's your offices located?
We are in West Palm Beach.
Okay.
So we are at 4512 North Flagler Drive, West Palm Beach.
Okay. And we are going to...
Right on the Intercoastal Waterway.
Very nice.
Delightful. All of our rooms look out over the water.
Oh, wow. So while you're getting treatment, you got a very good view at the same time.
Yes, we do.
Wow.
Yes, we do.
Oh, I'll have to come up and pay a visit one of these days. Janet Robbins from...
Please do.
I really appreciate you spending time with me on the show today. We got links for everybody to get in touch with you and email you or look at your website and get all the information if they haven't gotten it already during this show. Thanks again.
Thank you so much.
Janet Robbins from Reflections of the Palm Beaches. Pay them a visit. Give her a call or visit the website. We've got the links for you right there on the page. Join us for Music Friday tomorrow right here at BillMurphyShow.com. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Log on each weekday for another edition of the Bill Murphy Show at BillMurphyShow.com. If you'd like to be a guest, send an email to Murph@BillMurphyShow.com. That's MURPH at BillMurphyShow.com. A Murphonics Media Production.